She was 15 years into a successful and joyful teaching career when her life took an unexpected turn. While on a train, God called out to her to make a radical, unprecedented, and even dangerous move. She was to move to the slums of Calcutta to follow Jesus by ministering among the most vulnerable. Now, I'm sure you recognize that I'm speaking about Saint Mother Teresa. She had a difficult decision to make. She already had a good religious community, a fulfilling career, and a way of life to which she was faithful. She was happy with her life. But in the midst of all of this, Jesus was calling her now to follow him more deeply. And so she took a leap of faith and walked into the unknown, confident that God had a plan for her. Now, what was true of Mother Teresa is also true for us. God calls us in the midst of our busy lives to have a deeper relationship with him. And God doesn't often call us when it's convenient. Rather, in the midst of the busyness of our lives, when we already have previous commitments and often a full plate, God calls us to deepen our vocation, whatever that vocation is, and to follow him more fully. Our reading from Wisdom reminds us that although we may be a mystery even to ourselves, God knows us intimately, completely, and thoroughly. God knows our struggles, our brokenness, our limitations. God knows them better than we do. But because God knows us so well, he also knows of what we are capable. God created us and has fashioned us for a purpose. God has a plan for us, no matter where we find ourselves at this point in our lives. God's plan for us is born out of our baptism. At baptism, God called us to be holy, that is, to be on the journey of becoming a saint. Holiness comes from giving God unbounded access to every aspect of our lives. That's scary. But it is God's will for us. God may call us to change the direction of our lives and in unexpected ways to give witness to God's unconditional love for all of us. As with Mother Teresa, God calls us, even in the midst of our commitments, to follow him more deeply when we feel like our plate is already full and life is very hectic. Responding to Jesus, even when life feels hectic or we feel torn by commitments, enables us to experience the peace and joy of discipleship. For Scripture reminds us that Zacchaeus, although already settled in his life, was filled with joy in welcoming Jesus into his life more fully. Jesus calls us to deepen our relationship with him by surrendering our lives to him. He wants to bring fulfillment and holiness into our lives. Are we willing to welcome Jesus, knowing that he could ask us to make little changes or even big ones? in order to follow him more closely. Jesus wants to bring reconciliation, new life, and salvation into our lives. Now, this means that welcoming Jesus is most surely welcoming change. Are we willing to follow Jesus, even if it means making new priorities, or reconciling old hurts, or trying new paths in life? Jesus wants us to be his witnesses. Jesus was seen publicly eating with sinners, even though the Pharisees and the whole crowd scoffed at him. Are we willing to follow Jesus, even if some people won't understand? In the midst of our busy and commitment-filled lives, Jesus is calling us to follow him more closely and to live out our vocation in life more deeply. Let's be vigilant about God's call. Will we respond courageously, no matter what are our circumstances or stage in this life?